Chapter 9. The Promise. In which Victor Frankenstein continues his story. The creature finished speaking and looked at me. He was waiting for me to reply, but I was shocked and confused. I was not really sure what he was asking me to do. Then he spoke again. "You must create a woman who is like me. If she is like me, then she will not think I am ugly, and she will truly love and understand me. You created me, and so you must do this for me. It is my right to ask for this." When he had told me about his life with the family at the cottage, I had felt very sad. But the last part of his story had made me very angry again. "No," I said, "I will not do it, and I don't care what you do to me. I will never make another dangerous, murdering creature like you." "Yet I am the one who is talking calmly and wants to make peace," he replied. "And you are the one who wants to kill me. If you killed me, then you would be a murderer, and you would be the same as me, except that you have a loving family and friends, and can live happily in the world. I cannot be happy. Not without another creature who is like me. I am miserable. Give me a woman like me who will understand and love me, and all my anger will disappear. I will live in peace, and you will never see me or hear of me again. But if you refuse, then I have no hope. And if I cannot give love, then instead I will give hate. And, most of all, I will hate you. So, I ask again, will you do it?" I felt sad listening to him. In many ways, he was right, and the words he used showed that he was intelligent and that he had deep feelings. But when I looked at him, I also saw what a horrible and shocking monster he was. There was a mixture of feelings inside me, and I did not know what to say. I thought very carefully before I replied. "If I do what you ask, will you promise me one thing?" I asked him. "Will you leave Europe and go somewhere far, far away from all people with your new friend?" "Yes, I promise by the sun, by the moon, and by the fire of love that burns in my heart," he cried. "Please go home and start your work. I will watch, and when I see that you have finished, I shall appear." Then he stood up and left. I watched from the mouth of the cave as he ran down the side of the mountain and then was gone. It had taken several hours for him to tell me his story, and now it was beginning to get dark. As I walked down the mountain, I thought about what he had said and everything that now needed to happen. I was very upset and started to cry. Oh, what a terrible thing I had agreed to do. I returned home to Geneva as quickly as I could. Of course, I could not tell my family what had happened, but they could see how ill and worried I looked. I knew that to keep my family safe, I needed to do what I had promised. I also knew that it would be much harder to make a female creature. But many weeks passed by, and I could not make myself start the horrible job. How could I do that terrible thing in my family home? Then, one day, I heard that there were some scientists in England who had made some important discoveries. Perhaps that new information would help me. So I told my father that I needed to go to England to study exciting new science there. It was decided that I would go to England for a year, and when I returned, Elizabeth and I would be married. Oh, I could not wait for the day when I would be free of the monster and be able to marry Elizabeth and start a new life. It was at the end of September that, with a heavy heart, I left Elizabeth behind and began my journey to England. My good friend Henry Clerval travelled with me, and I was pleased about this. The creature had said that he was going to watch and follow me, and perhaps I would be safer if Clerval came with me. We travelled in carriages and on boats and ships, and we looked out on the very beautiful places that we passed. Clerval seemed to be the happiest man alive, because he often talked excitedly about his plans for England, while I usually stayed silent. I was too miserable to laugh and talk with my friend. It was the end of October when we finally arrived in England. It was my first time visiting the country, and we decided to stay in London for several months. While we were in London, I contacted the scientists I needed to see, and I discovered lots of useful information from them. Of course, I told Clerval nothing of my true plans, and I never said anything about the creature to him. Clerval had his own interests, and sometimes many days passed without us seeing each other. In March, we decided to travel to Scotland. Clerval wanted to see its wild beauty, and I liked the fact that it was far away and few people lived there. It would be the perfect place for me to make the female creature in secret. We stopped and visited many places on the way, including Windsor, Oxford, and the famous lakes in the north of England. We finally arrived in Scotland in July. We knew some people in Perth, and they had invited us to visit. I saw my chance to be alone and start my awful work. Clerval planned to stay with these people, but I told him I would now travel around Scotland on my own for a few months. I was beginning to get worried. Had the monster been following me? Would he be angry that I had not yet started making his female friend? I travelled to the furthest part of Scotland and took a boat to a small island. It felt like the right place to do my work. It was 5 miles out to sea, and it was rocky, so not many plants and trees grew there. Only 5 people lived on the island, but I managed to rent an old falling-down cottage where I could live. And so it was that I made myself another laboratory and finally started my work. Every morning I worked on the female creature, and every evening I walked along the shore of the rocky beach and looked at the wild ocean. I hated my work, and I hated being alone in this miserable place, but I had no choice. I thought only about finishing this second new creature, and, about the day when I would have to see the first one again.